Now, most of your career, you were quite injury-free, but I noticed that in the 74-75 season, you picked up a bad knee injury against Newport.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I do remember that, yes. It was a cartilage thing, and I think the first time I went to the doctors after that game, he was told, well, it wasn't... He didn't think it bad enough, and I carried on playing. And then it went again another Saturday, a couple of weeks later.
Yeah, I think that was the Newport game.
Was it?
Finally, did.
Okay, well, I did then have some surgery on that. And cartilage operations in those days were a little different to the way it works nowadays. After a few days, I was in Standish Hospital and had the operation. And when I came out of the theatre, my leg was bandaged from top to toe. It was rigid. It had been put in the cast and all the rest of it. I think I stayed in hospital for 2 weeks. And when I eventually, I'd lost so much muscle when they took the cast off, that sort of 2 to 3 weeks of inactivity, I lost so much muscle. I spent quite a long time just trying to build my leg back up again. And I think I must have had quite a period off when I didn't play then. Nowadays, you go in for an operation, you're out walking the next day, and you know, the recovery period with all the medical knowledge they have now, you can be playing quite quickly. But I did.
That injury was late October 1974, but you were back by January, back playing again January. You had a few games for the United in January. So it wasn't too bad.
I did have some of the injuries. I think I broke a thumb a couple of times, which resulted in losing two or three games, and I broke a collarbone.
Collarbone, yeah. I forgot that down.
I can't remember what game it was. I know it was at King's Holman.
Coventry.
It was it. Yeah. I knew I'd broken the collarbone, and so that was pretty much it. So I did have some injury periods. Also, I think during my playing career, I suffered some unconscious spells, some concussions, which resulted in a few issues. The first one, I think, I was playing for Gloucestershire against Glamorgan, and I got swung round in a tackle, and I don't really know what happened, but I was unconscious for a period, and the play carried on up the field, and I was left spread out on the field. And I think at that time, I'd also, in the act of being knocked out, I'd swallowed my tongue, and I was down the bottom end of the field, the play was at the top, as I understand. And one of the spectators, a lady, came on. She was a nurse, and she could see I was starting to fit, and she actually took charge of the situation and took the necessary action, got the tongue back in, and in the right position. But I don't remember any of that. The only memory I've got of being in an ambulance and going to the hospital.
And it's just as well. You
where I stayed overnight and got home the next day. Following on from that, I can remember playing at King's Holman. Pete Butler and I were both going for a high ball, looking up at the ball, not looking where each other was. We clashed heads, and I ended up on the ground unconscious. And then another time I lost consciousness was shortly after that, played against Saracens down in London, and again in a tackle. Nowadays, they wouldn't let you play. You know, there's quite a lot about concussions and the effect on everybody. Also, I think I got knocked out playing against Bristol, so four times in playing career in quite close, you know, proximity to each other. Now, that wouldn't happen.
Were you taken off in those games, or did you just get up?
I was taken off in the Saracens game and the Gloucestershire game. The other two, I managed to come round and carry on playing.
As you say, it would never happen these days.
It wouldn't happen nowadays. No, you'd be off for assessments and 3 weeks rest and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that was it, really. I was fortunate. I did have some injuries, but nothing that you know, took prolonged periods out of the game.
Now, you were captain in 79-80 season. How did you find that? Did you enjoy being the captain?
I did enjoy it. It was obviously a great honour. Again, it was at a time when I think I played under a few captains. I think when I started playing,
I've got a little list.
Have you actually?
Yes.
Should we reel them off?
Yeah.
Dick Smith.
Okay, Dick Smith, 68-70. Mike Nichols, 70-72 and 73-74. John Bayliss, 72-73. Keith Richardson, 74-75. Mike Burton, 75-76. John Watkins, 76-79. And Steve Mills, 80-82.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
so in amongst those, there were just two backs, really.
Yes, that's true. That's typical Gloucester, though, isn't it? Really?
Yeah. Thinking about my period, when it was announced I was going to be captain, there were quite a few younger players coming through, the Steve Bakers and others were coming through, and there was a little bit of a transition. At the time, Mike Nichols was coach. Mm-hmm. I think John Watkins was the captain prior to me, and he
That's
worked
right,
with,
yes.
With Mike Nichols. I slightly thought that I'd like to try and change that situation, and I asked the committee if I could appoint Keith Richardson.
Yeah.
As coach. I went round to see Mike and told him what my thoughts were, and he wished me good luck, and the true gentleman he was, he had no, you know, he was obviously disappointed and all the rest of it. Mm. So we started the season with a little bit of what I thought was going to be a fresh look, but I, on reflection, I think I found it quite difficult, not so much being the captain, but communicating during a game, playing out on the wing. We had a style of play that we wanted to play. We wanted it to be a little bit more open for players to express themselves a little bit. But there were obviously times when decisions had to be made, penalty kicks and all the rest of it. And that was really, I think, the most difficult part of it. I think at the end of the season, we'd had quite a reasonable team, a reasonable success. I think we played 50-odd games and won 35.
50 games, anyway. You played in every single one.
Yeah, and I think we'd only lost 12 times, so that was quite a successful season. But as far as on the pitch, I did find it quite difficult at times, being so far away from where the action was. If decisions had to be made, I couldn't be running from one side of the pitch to the other. We had to sort of make choices that other people would make decisions if they were required. So I don't think it went quite as well as I'd hoped. And I think that reflected, I didn't captain the team next year. I think it was probably Steve Mills.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
And I think on reflection, I was slightly disappointed that hadn't been the success that I wanted.
Yeah. Do you think
personally, not so much the team, right. But I found it quite difficult to manage the on-field situations.
Yeah. Do you think it affected your form?
Possibly, because towards the end of my career, I think I finished in 81, 82. Mm-hmm. I did have a period of time when I was playing in the United, and I can remember John Haynes was captain of the United, and when I got dropped, he came to me and said, "Look, Bob," he said, "you seem to have lost your confidence. You're not the same player, you know, you've lost the aggression, you know, and all the rest of it." And it took me a little time to take that on board, and I did get my place back eventually, but I did have a crisis of confidence.
Yeah, because in that season at the recounting, it was quite notable how the number of tries you scored did drop off, because you were consistently scoring 32, 32, 19, 20 in the previous four seasons, for example, and then it dropped to 11 when you were the captain.
Yeah.
So. No, that's why I asked.
Yes, I think it quite possibly did. As I say, I did find it difficult to manage the on-field situation. Mm. And as I say, then I did lose some form. I did get dropped, and it took me a little while to get back into the first team. And a bit of a wake-up call, really.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me about the one conversion, the one place kick that you scored in your career.
Yeah. I was captain then, wasn't I?
That was your
It was the season before you were captain. It was 78-79 against Cambridge University.
Obviously, I must have only have taken it because the current fullback was injured. I can't remember who it was. Was not playing.
No, I couldn't tell you at this point, but I thought you might remember that. It was the only time you ever put. Well,
I'm going to own up to something. I think I took two kicks, actually. I think I'm going to own up to taking two, and I missed one and got one. And after that, I decided, well, I wasn't going to be the goal kicker for Gloucester. Yeah. I think there was somebody was injured. I think it might have been Peter Butler or something. Yeah. Wasn't playing.
Right.
And nobody else wanted to take it. So
presumably you practice your place kicking, don't you?
Not really.
Right.
No. No. But nobody else wanted to take it, so I took it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.